Hallelujah. Greetings to all the brothers and sisters and all the senior members.
Hallelujah, 各位弟兄姐妹,长辈们, 大家平安。
May the peace and joy and the mercy of Lord Jesus be always with you.
愿神的恩惠,怜悯,平安,常常与我们每一位同在。
Now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I share the topic, Moses' plea.
今天早上想要和大家一起来学习的这个题目是摩西的祈求。
We often describe our life of faith as a journey.
我们常常会描述我们这个信仰的过程是一个旅途。
And the destination of our journey is the promised land, the heavenly kingdom.
那这个旅途的目的地就是这个天国。
And this is not an easy journey.
那这并不是一个很容易的旅程。
There are many challenges and obstacles.
在旅程当中有很多的挑战跟阻挡。
And oftentimes we need to ask God for help. We need to pray to God.
所以我们常常会需要求神帮助来向神祷告。
And sometimes the prayer that we have can often reflect our faith level and our relationship with God.
那常常我们做什么样的祷告也反映出我们的信心是怎么样。
For example, as a young child, for example, my youngest daughter, she will often say, I want to go to McDonald's.
举例来说,一个小孩子,他在要求的时候,像我的小女儿,她常常会要求说我要去麦当劳。
Or the kids will say, I want a candy, I want to eat something, I want pizza.
或者小孩子他们会要求说我想要吃糖果,我要吃披萨。
Just like the Israelites in their journey, they ask for water, they ask for not bitter water, they ask for food, they ask for meat.
就好像以色列人他们在旷野当中，他们会要求神要给他们水喝， 要不要苦水，他们要有东西吃，要吃肉。
As the child grows older, maybe their needs is different. They might ask for a trip to go to maybe Disneyland or a water park.
那当小孩子们渐渐的长大，他们所求的也会不一样。长大了一点之后，他们可能会求说要去迪士尼，或者要去一个旅游。
But maybe as an older child, as a child grow up, he might or she might just say that I just want your company. I want to spend time with you. I want to get your advice.
或者当他更长大的时候，他们所希望想要得到的是你的陪伴，或者是你跟你的这些一些意见。
And today we're going to learn from Moses' prayer. His prayer is very different.
那我们今天要来学习摩西的祷告，因为他的祷告是很不一样的。
The Bible describes that Moses, he was the man of God.
圣经描述说摩西是神人。
And the Bible also described that he had a very close relationship with God.
圣经也提到他跟神有很亲密的关系。
The Bible described that God spoke to Moses face to face.
圣经讲到神与摩西面对面说话。
And the Bible described that God spoke to Moses as a friend speaking to his friend.
那圣经也描述到说神和摩西说话好像一个人跟他的朋友说话。
So his relationship with God is actually very close.
所以我们看到他跟神的关系是非常的亲密。
So how will his prayer be different from ours?
那他的祷告跟我们的祷告有什么不一样呢?
Now let us read a Bible passage.
我们一起来看一个经节。
And this passage describes the background of this prayer.
在这一段里面，这个经节提到了这个祷告的这个背景。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 33. Verse 1 to 3.
我们来看出埃及记33章的第一节到第三节。
Exodus chapter 33, verse 1 to 3.
出埃及记33章第一节到第三节。
Verse 1. Then the Lord said to Moses, Depart and go up from there, from here, you and the people whom you have brought out of the land Egypt, to the land of which I swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, in saying, to your descendants I will give it, to And I will send my angels before you, and I will drive out the Canaanites, and the Amorites, and the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. 3. Go up to a land flowing with milk and honey, for I will not go up in your midst, lest I consume you on the way, for you are a stiff-necked people.
主吩咐摩西说，我曾起誓应许亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各说，要将迦南地赐给你的后裔。现在你和你从埃及地所领出来的百姓，要从这里往那里那地去。我要差遣使者在你前面，撵出迦南人、亚摩利人、赫人、比利洗人、西魏人、耶布斯人，领你到那流奶与蜜之地。我自己不同你们上去，因为你们是应着景象的百姓，恐怕我在路上把你们灭绝。
This describes the beginning journey of Israelites after they came out of Egypt.
这里提到了在以色列人他们从埃及出来之后这个旅程的开始。
They made a golden calf, they worshiped the golden calf, and this they sinned against God.
他们为自己做了一个金牛犊，然后敬拜他，那这样子他们得罪了神。
But Moses stood in the breach and prayed for the people.
但是摩西站在这个破口当中为百姓来祈求。
So the Lord relented from punishing the people.
所以这个神后来就不处惩罚这些百姓。
But at this point, God is still very angry with the people.
但是神还是向百姓发怒。
He told Moses that he will not go out with the people.
所以神告诉摩西说他不会和百姓一同上去。
But he will still send angels to go with them.
他会差遣使者在他们面前行。
They will still go to the promised land regardless.
他们还是会进入这个迦南地。
Now, if we think about this news from God,
我们如果想一想这个神给他们的这个讯息，
if it were us hearing this news, how would we react to what God said?
如果是我们得到神这样子的讯息，那我们会有什么样的反应呢？
And I think how we react to it can also be a reflection of our faith and our relationship with God.
那我们的反应也可能会反映出我们的信心或者我们跟神的关系。
We may say perhaps that this is sad, but at least we can still go to the destination. The angels are still there.
我们可能会想说这个是很不幸的，但是至少我们还是可以达到这个目的地，还是有天使在我们前面。
We still reach our destination, so our problems along the way is solved.
我们还是会到达我们的目的地，所以这个问题是解决的。
And sometimes this is often our mentality when we pray.
那有的时候这个就好像我们在祷告当中的一个态度。
Our prayer is just to have our problems solved.
我们的祷告只是要为了我们的问题得到解决。
You know, in our life we have trials, tribulations, and a lot of problems.
在我们的生活当中，我们都会遇到一些患难，一些操练，有很多的问题。
It could be with illness, it could be with our needs, it could be with family, with our marriage, with school.
有可能是我们的需要有可能是我们的家庭，我们的工作，我们的学业。
But is our relations with God merely just having our problem solved?
但是我们跟神的关系真的是只要让我们的问题得到解决吗？
If it is, then this news, we would have been okay with it.
如果只是这样子的话，那当我们得到这个神这样子的讯息的时候，我们可能是没有关系的。
Because our problems are solved.
因为我们的问题还是解决了。
But is that all it is to our relationship with God?
但是我们跟神的关系就只是这样子吗？
But actually, God can be so much more than someone or God who just solves our problem.
其实神是能够神是比只帮我们解决问题的这个神还要更多的。
Our relationship with God should be so much richer than a genie who can grant our wishes.
我们跟神的关系应该是要比这个只是一个这个神来替我们解决问题而已，还要更丰盛的。
So Moses recognized that there is something severely missing in what God said.
啊，所以摩西他就认知道说，在神所说的这个话里面有一个很大的缺乏。
So that's why Moses prayed.
啊，所以摩西就这样子的祷告。
Let's read Exodus chapter 33, verse 12 to 18.
我们来看出埃及记三十三章的十二节到十八节。
Exodus chapter 33, verse 12 to 18.
出埃及记三十三章十二节到十八节。
12. Then Moses said to the Lord, See, you say to me, Bring up this people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, I know you by name, and you have also found grace in my sight. 13. Now therefore, I pray, if I have found grace in your sight, show me now your way, that I may know you, and that I might find grace in your sight, and consider that this nation is your people.And he said, My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. 15. Then he said to him, If your presence do not go with us, do not bring us up from here. 16. Now how then will it be known that your people and I have found grace in your sight, except you go with us? So we shall be separate, your people and I, from all the people who are upon the face of the earth. 17.So the Lord said to Moses, I will also do this thing that you have spoken, for you have found grace in my sight, and I know you by name. 18. And he said, Please show me your glory.
十二节，摩西对神说，你吩咐我说，将这百姓领上去，却没有叫我知道你要打发谁与我同去，只说我按你的名认识你，你在我眼前也蒙了恩。我如今若在你眼前蒙恩，求你将你的道指示我，使我可以认识你，好在你眼前蒙恩。求你想到这名是你的名。神说：“我必亲自和你同去，使你得安息。”摩西说：“你若不亲自和我同去，就不要把我们从这里领上去。人在何事上得以知道我和你的百姓在你眼前蒙恩呢？”岂不是因你与我们同去，使我和你的百姓与地上的万民有分别吗？神对摩西说：“你这所求的，我也要行，因为你在我眼前蒙了恩，并且我按你的名认识你。”摩西说：“求你显出你的荣耀给我看。”
So from this prayer of Moses, we know that Moses was not just satisfied with having their problem solved.
所以在这个祷告当中，我们看到摩西他并不只希望希望这个他们的问题能够得到解决。
Moses actually prayed for much more for the people and for himself.
摩西他所祈求的是为他百姓还有为自己来祈求。
He prayed for three things.
他向神祈求三件事。
So the first thing that he prayed for is for God.To show him his way.
第一件事就是求神能够将他的道显明给他，指示他。
The second thing that he asked for is he asked God's presence to go with him and the people.
第二个祈求就是他祈求神能够亲自和他跟百姓一起去。
And the third thing that he prayed for is he prayed for God's glory.To be shown to him.
他所求的第三件事就是要祈求神的荣耀能够显出来。
And I feel that this is a wonderful prayer that we can all learn to have.
那我觉得这个是我们都应该要学习能够有的这种祷告。
And I believe that if our prayer, these are the things that we really desire and seek for.
那我想说，如果在我们祷告当中，我们都是祈求这些事情。
Then our prayers will be much deeper and much richer.
那我们的祷告就能够更深入、更丰富。
And our relationship with God will also be much different.
那我们与神的关系也会更不一样。
Now let's see the first thing that Moses prayed for, which is to show me your way.
我们来看摩西所祈求的第一件事，就是要将你的道指示我。
Let's turn to Exodus 33, verse 13.
我们看三十三章的十三节。
13. Now therefore I pray, if I have found grace in your sight, show me now your way, that I may know you, and that I may find grace in your sight, and consider that this nation is your people.
我如今若在你眼前蒙恩，求你将你的道指示我，使我可以认识你，好在你眼前蒙恩。求你想到这名是你的名。
Moses prayed for God to show him his way.
摩西向神祈求将他的道指示他。
So by knowing God's way, he may know God.
那他在认识神的道之后，他就能够认识神。
And by walking in the way of God, he may find favor in God's sight.
那当他能够走在神的道上的时候，他就能够在神的眼里眼前蒙恩。
So we look at just what happened earlier, how the people sinned against God by making a golden calf.
我们如果想一想，在这件事发生以前，这些百姓他们敬拜金牛犊而犯罪，得罪了神。
They were anxious and worried about Moses hasn't come down from the mountain of God.
他们他们在担心摩西上了山以后一直都没有下来。
And they have this problem.
他们有这个问题。
They want to have God to lead them in their journey.
他们想要有神来带领，在他们的这个旅途上来带领他们。
But they did not consider God's way.
但是他们并没有去想神的道。
Rather, they have set their own ways to solve their problem.
而他们做的却是用自己的方法要来解决他们的问题。
So they build their own God. They build a golden calf for themselves.
所以他们就为自己造了一个神，这个金牛犊来敬拜。
But very ironically, in the commandment that God just gave, God strictly commanded them that thou shalt not worship idols.
但是很讽刺的就是，当在神所刚刚颁布给他们的诫命里面，特别提到了他们不可以敬拜偶像。
So they went against God's way.
所以他们这样子做是违背了神的道。
They did not know God is the one and only God, and God is not an idol.
他们没有认识到说神是这一位独一的神，他不是一个偶像。
And they lost the favor of God.
所以他们就在神眼前这个失了恩。
So we can see how good it is that Moses prayed for God's way to know God and to find favor in God's.
所以我们可以看到在这里摩西他祈求神能够知道神的道，然后认识他，然后在他眼前能够蒙恩。
And so in our life we also have problems.
在我们的生活当中我们也是有问题。
And we pray to God.
我们会向神祷告。
But often when we pray to God, in our mind we already pray to God.To ask God to solve the problem according to our ways.
但是常常我们在祷告祈求神帮助的时候，我们常常的祷告都是求神能够照着我们的方法来解决这个问题。
For example, our prayers might be that you know this person his temper is so bad.
举例来说，在祷告当中，我们想到说这个人一个人他的脾气不好。
Can you change him?
你可不可以改变他
？Can you change her?
你可不可以改变这个人
？Or, oh God, please give me a good school that I can go to.
还是会或者我们在祈求神，让我们能够去一个好的学校。
But I want UFT Waterloo, and that's it.
我想要去多伦多大学或者是滑铁卢大学，就是这两间。
And we have a lot of problems, but in our prayer, we already set our mind in God solving our problem in this way.
我们有很多的问题，那在跟神祈求的时候，我们心里面已经都想好，我们要神依照这样子的方法来解决。
If we think about our prayers, is that true?
如果我们反省一下我们的祷告，是不是真的这样子呢
？But if we think about it, God is the one who is almighty, all knowing.
但是我们想一想，神是全知全能的神。
Do we need to give God the instruction to solve how to solve our problems?
我们真的需要给神这个指示，要怎么样来解决我们的问题吗
？But instead, actually, we should ask God to show Him His way.
其实我们应该要祈求的是求神能够指示我们他的道。
And that's why the prayer of Moses is so good.
那就是为什么这个摩西的祷告是很好的。
He asked God to show him his way.
他祈求神将神的道指示给他看。
And so that by knowing his way, he knows about God.
那借着认识神的道他也能够认识神。
And by walking God's way, you may find favor in God.
让他在走在神的道上的时候 能够得到蒙神的恩。
And I think Moses truly knows this well because he has just spent 40 days in the mountain of God to receive the word of God.
那摩西有很清楚的这个认识因为他在之前40天在神的山上与神一起。
Just knowing the words of God, the commandments of God, actually the words and commandments of God is a reflection of God himself.
所以在认识这个神的诫命、神的道、神的话语其实这个就是这些就是反映神的本身。
The commandment of God is full of righteousness and full of mercy.
因为神的诫命里面是充满神的公义跟怜悯。
And that by knowing these, he knows what kind of God it is.
那当他认识到这些以后，他就知道说，这个神是怎么样的神。
So next time when we have a problem,
所以下一次当我们遇到问题的时候
，actually our reflection could be what is the word of God.
那我们所要思考的是神的话是神的道是什么
？And who is God?
神是谁
？If we think about these questions, then we will naturally try to find out the way of God.
如果我们能够想一想这些问题的话，那很自然我们就会去寻求神的道。
The way of God is mercy. The way of God is righteousness.
神的道就是怜悯，他的道是公义。
And God is Almighty.
神是全能的神。
If we pray in this way, it requires us to meditate on the Word of God.
那如果在祷告当中，我们是这样子祷告的话，我们就会去思考神的话语。
He also allows us to allow the Holy Spirit to move us.
这也会让圣灵来带领我们。
To guide us.
来感动我们。
In this way, we give room for God to work.
那这样子，我们也给神有留空间，让他能够来工作。
So this prayer of Moses is really good that he asked for God to show him His way.
所以我们看到神这个摩西的祷告。是非常好的，因为他祈求神来指示他的道。
In doing so, you can learn about God.
那在这样，当你这样子做的时候，你也可以学习到更认识神。
And in walking in the way of God, you can be more like God, and that you could find favor in God's sight.
那当你真的行在神的道上的时候，那你就会越像神，也能够在他眼前蒙恩。
Now let's look at the second thing that Moses asked for.
我们再来看摩西所祈求的第二件事。
Moses asked for the presence of God.
摩西祈求这个神的同在。
Let's read verse 15 to 16.
我们看十五节和十六节。
15, then he said to him, "If your presence does not go with us, do not bring us up from here." 16, "For how then would it be known that your people and I have found grace in your sight, except you go with us? So we shall be separate." Your people and I from all the people who are upon the face of the earth.
摩西说，你若不亲自和我同去，就不要把我们从这里领上去。人在何事上得以知道我和你的百姓在你眼前蒙恩呢？岂不是因你与我们同去，使我们和你的百姓与地上的万民有分别吗？
So Moses asked God to be with them.
所以摩西祈求神要与他们同在。
Now some of us may wonder, God is only present. God is everywhere.
那有些人可能会想说，神是无所不在的。
God is always there. So why does Moses ask the presence of God?
神总是在那边，那为什么摩西还要向神祈求要与他同与他们同在呢？
I think the difference is that it is true God is omnipresent.
没有错，神是无所不在的。
But having the abidance of God is having the abidance of God's mercy, God's power, and God's glory.
但是有神的同在，就是有神的这个怜悯，他的能力。
And having the presence of God with a people separates us from all the people.
那有神的同在，也让这个百姓与地上的万民有分别。
Having the presence of Holy Spirit with the true Jesus Church also separates us from all the church of this world.
在这个真耶稣教会里面有圣灵的同在，也让我们 让这个教会与世界上其他的教会有分别。
And from the Bible, we see that those who have the presence of people, they are very distinct. They are very separate.
那我们在这个圣经当中，我们看到这些有神同在的这些人他们都是很不一样的。
If we look at Genesis 26, verse 26 to 28,
我们看一下创世纪二十六章二十六节到二十八节。
Genesis 26, verse 26 to 28.
创世纪二十六章二十六节到二十八节。
26 to 28. Then Abimelech came to him from Gerar with Ahuzah, one of his friends, and Phicol, the commander of his army. And Isaac said to him, Why have you come to me, since you hate me and have sent me away from you? 28. But they say, We have certainly seen that the Lord is with you. So we said, Let us now be an oath between us, between you and us.And let us make a covenant with you.
亚比米勒同他的朋友亚呼撒和他的军长菲戈从基拉尔来见以撒。以撒答对他们说：你们既然恨我，打发我走了，为什么到我这里来呢？他们说：我们明明的看见主与你同在，便说：不如我们两下彼此起誓，彼此立约。
So here is a king and his commander trying to make a peace treaty with Isaac.
这里有一个王跟他的军长来以撒这里要跟他立约。
And Isaac at most is just a very rich person.
以撒在那个时候是一个很富有的人。
But the opposite side is a king and his commander.
但是在另外一方却是一个王跟他的军长。
And obviously, Isaac is the weaker party, and he's the one who always had to let go of his wealth.
那以撒，所以在这个比较之下，以撒他是比较弱的所以他就必须常常的让他的紧。
But here, the king and the commander asked him to make a peace treaty, supposedly that they are the weaker party.
那但是在这里这个王跟他的军长来到以撒这边要和他立约，看起来好像这个王他比较的弱。
But what is the difference? The difference is that they can see that God is with Isaac.
所以这个不一样的地方是什么呢？就是他们看到说神与以撒同在。
We can also look at Genesis chapter 30, verse 27.
我们看一下，我们再看一下创世纪三十章。
27, and Laban said to him, Please stay, if I have found favor in your eyes, for I have learned by experience that the Lord has blessed me for your sake.
30章27节，拉班对他说，我若在你眼前蒙恩，请你仍与我同住，因为我已算定，神赐福我是你的缘故。
So here, Laban is Jacob's uncle, and also Jacob's employer.
在这边拉班是这个雅各的舅舅也是他的雇主。
And he's the one that tried to change Jacob's wages several times.
他曾经多次的更改这个雅各的工价。
At this point, Jacob wanted to leave, but Laban wanted him to stay.
那在这个时候雅各想要离开，但是拉班却想要他留下来。
Because Laban saw the abundance of God with Jacob, and he knew that he was blessed because of Jacob.
因为拉班看到神与雅各同在，那神赐福与他是因为雅各的缘故。
And we can also look at many other examples, for example, Genesis chapter 39.
我们可以再看还有很多其他的例子，像在创世纪的三十九章
39 verse 2，
三十九章第二节。
The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian.
约瑟住在他主人埃及人的家中，神与他同在，他就百事顺利。
If we also look at verse 21.
再看二十一节。
But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy, and he gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison.
但神与约瑟同在，向他施恩，使他在私欲的眼前蒙恩。
So even though Joseph was a slave, was a prisoner,
所以虽然约瑟他是一个奴隶，他后来是这个囚犯。
But having the abidance of God, the presence of God, made him very different.
但是因为有神的同在，他就变得不一样。
Even to the point that the jailer and his master just gave him everything, give him everything so that he's in charge.
甚至到他的主人跟这个这个监狱的这个私狱都把让他能够来把所有的事情交在他的手中。
So having the presence of God makes someone very different, and all these seem to be like physical blessings.
所以有神的同在，让一个人变得跟别人不一样那这些看起来好像都是这个物质上的祝福。
We can also look at Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 5 to 8.
我们也看一下《生命记》第四章五到八节。
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 5 to 8.
生命记的第四章五到八节。
Surely I have taught you statutes and judgments just as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should act according to them in the land which you go to possess. 6. Therefore be careful to observe them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the people who will hear all these statutes and say, Surely this great nation is wise and understanding people. 7. For what great nation is there that has God so near to it, as the Lord our God is to us, for whatever reason we may call upon him? 8. And what great nation is there that has such statutes and righteous judgments as are in all this law, which I set before you this day?
第五节，我照主我神所吩咐的，将律例典章教训你们，使你们要在所要进去得为业的地上遵行，所以你们要谨守遵行，这就是你们在万民眼前的智慧聪明。他们听见这一切律例，便说，这大国的人真是有智慧有聪明。哪一大国的人有神与他们相近，像主我们的神在我们求告他的时候与我们相近呢？又哪一大国有这样公义的律例典章，像我今日在你们面前所陈明这一切律法呢？
So having the presence of God is not just about physical blessings.
所以有神的同在不只是有这些物质上的祝福。
But rather the spiritual blessings is that God's commandments, God's words is given to them.
还有属灵上的祝福，就是神的诫命，神的话语来交给他们。
And with that, God can dwell with the people.
那这样子就是神来与他们同住。
And we can see that the commandment that God gave to Moses is not only spoken by God's word.
那神给摩西的这些诫命，不是只有借着他说给摩西的说的话。
But God used his own finger, wrote them on stone tablets to pass on to the people.
那神亲自用他的指头在这个石板上写下来来交给这些百姓。
And today, having the abidance of Holy Spirit, God will also write his words upon our hearts.
那今天我们有神的圣灵与我们同在，神也将他的律这些命令写在我们的心里。
And God's Holy Spirit will give us a heart to obey his words.
那神的圣灵也会让我们有这个心能够来这个依靠来遵守他的话。
That's why having the presence of God is so precious.
那就是为什么有神的同在是非常宝贵的。
And it also separates us from other people.
也让我们与其他的人能够做分别。
But also another point is that it's not just about the blessings, it's not just about the word of God, but actually the presence of God is God himself.
那另外除了有神的祝福有神的话语之外，这也是有神的本身。
No, God is our creator. The Bible describes that God is love and God is righteous.
神是我们的创造者，圣经提到神就是爱，神就是义。
How much more can we experience from God if we pray for God himself, God's presence to be with us?
那如果我们能够祈求神本身，神与我们同在的话，那我们所能够从他那里去领受所体会到的是有 何等丰盛呢？
So one question we had to ask is, how can we have the abundance of God?
啊，所以我们要问的一个问题就是我们要怎么样得到神的同在。
Of course we can be like Moses, we can just pray and ask.
我们可以像摩西一样就是这样子的祈求。
We can live a holy life because God is holy. If we want God to always be with us, we ourselves has to be holy.
那我们也需要过一个圣洁的生活，因为神是圣洁的。所以我们要神与我们同在，我们自己必须要成为圣洁。
The Bible also tells us that we have to repent because God is with those who are repenting.
那圣经也告诉我们要悔改，因为圣经上说神与那些悔改的人同在。
Turn to Isaiah 57 verse 15.
我们来看以赛亚书57章第十五节。
Isaiah chapter 57 verse 15.
以赛亚书五十七章十五节。
For thus says the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place with him who has a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the hearts of the contrite ones.
十五节，因为那至高至上、永远长存、名为圣者的如此说。我住在至高至圣的所在，也与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居，要使谦卑人的灵苏醒，也使痛悔人的心苏醒。
So here we see a great contrast. Like God is the highest.
这里我们看到一个很不一样的比较，神是在至高至圣的。
But because of His love and His mercy.Because of his righteousness, he is willing to be with those who humbles themselves, who repents, who returns.
但是因为他的爱跟他的怜悯，因为他的义，他愿意与那些心灵痛悔、谦卑的人同在。
This we can also see from how the people reacted after they heard the news that God will not go with them.
那我们也可以看到当百姓听到了这个神不与他们同去的这个讯息之后，他们的反应。
If we go to Exodus chapter 33 verse 4,
我们看出埃及记33章第4节。
Exodus chapter 33 verse
4, 出埃及记33章第4节。
And when the people heard this bad news, they mourned, and no one put on his ornaments.
百姓听见这凶信就悲哀，也没有人佩戴装饰。
And God actually commanded them, told them that they should take out their ornaments.
神告诉他们要把这些装饰拿下来。
If you think about where those ornaments come from, these ornaments come from the time when they depart from Egypt.
我们可以想一想，这些装饰是从哪里来的？这些装饰是他们在离开埃及的时候所带出来的。
And when you put on ornaments, is to be joyful, is to adorn yourself.
要佩戴装饰就是是一个很高兴的时候，是要来装饰自己的时候。
But taking down the ornaments is a sign of remorse and a sign to cleanse all these things they took from Egypt.
但是要把装饰拿下来就是一种悔改一个感到悲哀，要把这个些埃及所带出来的东西拿下来。
So today, if we want to gain the abundance of God, we need to lower ourselves.
所以我们今天如果要得到神的同在，我们必须要先降低自己。
The more we lower ourselves, the more we repent, God is with us.
我们若越能降低自己，越能悔改，那神会怜悯我们。
Then the spiritual blessing of God and the blessing of God will be with us.
那神的属灵的这个福气就会与我们同在。
Then the last thing that Moses asked for is for God to show him his glory.
那摩西所向神求的第三件事就是求神让他能够显出他的荣耀。
And indeed, God actually answered his prayer.
神也这样子的应允他的祷告。
Actually, God answered every one of Moses' prayer.
神他回答了摩西的每一个祷告。
Actually, when Moses asked for the first request, God actually already granted the first and the second request.
那神在向摩西做第一个祈求的时候，其实神已经应允他的第一跟第二个祈求。
So God's so much willing to grant such a prayer.
所以神是很愿意来回应这样子的祷告。
God's willing to teach us, God's willing to be with us.
神是很愿意来教导我们，神愿意与我们同在。
And let's look at Exodus chapter 33, verse 19 to 23.
我们看出埃及记33章19节到23节。
Exodus 33, verse 19 to 23.
出埃及记33章19节到23节。
Then he said, I will make all my goodness pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I have compassion to whom I will have compassion. 20. But he said, you cannot see my face, for no man shall see me and live. 21. And the Lord said, here is placed by me, that you shall stand on the rock. 22. So it shall be while my glory passes by, that I will put you in the cleft of the rock.And I will cover you with my hand while I pass by. 23. Then I will take away my hands, and you shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen.
19节，神说，我要显我一切的恩慈，在你面前经过，宣告我的名。我要恩待谁，就恩待谁；要怜悯谁，就怜悯谁。又说，你不能看见我的面，因为人见我的面不能存活。神说，看啊。在我这里有地方，你要站在磐石上。我的荣耀经过的时候，我必将你放在磐石穴中，用我的手遮掩你，等我过去。然后我要将我的手收回，你就得见我的背，却不得见我的面。
So from this passage, we can see that what Moses asked for is he is implying that he wants to see God's face.
所以在这一段当中，我们可以看到摩西所祈求的是希望能够看见神的面。
But and it is also a common understanding that no one can see God's face and live.
那在那个时候他们的了解是没有人能够看见神的面。
But Moses still asked God of this request.
但是摩西还是向神这样子的祈求。
If we think about this, Moses spoke to God for 40 days and 40 nights.
我们如果想一想的话，摩西已经在山上和神说话40昼夜。
To the point that his face shone.
一直到他下山的时候，他的脸是发亮的。
He heard the word of God. He learned the commandments of God. He learned about the divine nature of God.
他听到神说话，他学习了神的话，这些话语，然后也学习了神的这个神性。
But Moses is asking for more.
但是摩西却还祈求更多。
He knows that there's more to see of God.
他知道。这个神还有更多可以让他看见的。
And God granted such a prayer.
那神也应允这样子的祷告。
Today, do we ask more of God from Him, and do we want to experience the glory and the presence of God?
今天我们是不是有向神来祈求能够更认识他，能够来见到他的荣耀呢？
God's glory is infinite. It's beyond our comprehension.
神的荣耀是无限的，是我们没有办法想象的。
But how much more we know or experience, it really depends on how much we can take and how much we ask for.
那我们能够所认识神的荣耀多少，是在于我们能够领受多少，我们祈求多少。
So we really had to expand our knowledge, our view, our knowing the glory of God.
所以我们真的必须要能够扩大我们对神的这个认识对神的荣耀的这个祈求。
And actually, as God granted Moses prayer, he explained to Moses what he is about to experience.
所以当神来应允摩西的这个祈求的时候，他也向摩西解释摩西所会看见的。
When Moses asked for the glory of God, this is what God, how God explained it.
那当摩西向神求显出他荣耀的时候，神这样子的回答。
God said, I will make all my goodness pass by you.
神说，我要显我一切的恩慈在你面前经过。
This is the glory of God.
这个是神的荣耀。
And God said, I will proclaim my name.
神又说，我要宣告我的名。
This is the glory of God.
这个是神的荣耀。
The name of God in the Old Testament is known as I am that I am.
神的名在旧约就是这个我就是我。
And this is the divine power of God, the nature of God.
这个提到了神的这个神性神的能力。
In the New Testament, we know that the name of God is Jesus.
我们知道在新约里面，神的名就是耶稣。
Jesus means God saves, and that's the mercy of God, and that's the glory of God.
耶稣这个名字的意思就是神拯救，那这个就是神的怜悯，神的荣耀。
God also said, I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and have compassion on whom I will compassion.
神也对摩西说，我要恩待谁就恩待谁，要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
So God's graciousness, God's compassion, God's authority, and God's choosing, that's the glory of God.
所以神的恩典、神的怜悯、神的主权跟神的拣选这都是神的荣耀。
But even to Moses, the man of God, to Moses, the friend of God, he is only able to see the back of God.
那甚至虽然是摩西，他是神的是一个神人，是神的朋友。但是他只能够看见神的背。
But for us, you know, how good would our prayers be if we also ask for the same thing?
如果对于我们来说，我们也向神有做这样同样的祈求，那我们会有得到什么呢？
If in our prayer we can experience the goodness of God.
如果在我们祷告当中，我们能够真的去体会到神的美好。
The name of God.
神的名。
That God saves.
神就是拯救。
That God is I am.
神就是我是。
We experience the grace and the compassion and authority of God.
如果我们能够去体会到神的恩典、神的怜悯跟神的权这个主权。
How good it will be, even if we only just see the back of God.
那如果我们真的只看见神的背，那这样子是多么好的呢？
Today, actually, we are so much closer than ever to God.
今天其实我们与神是非常的近。
We have the Holy Spirit, the presence of God in us.
因为我们领受了圣灵，神就住在我们里面。
Do we seek to know God at a much deeper level?
但是我们是不是有追求能够认识对神有更深的认识呢？
Do we want to know the glory of God?
我们是不是想要看见神的荣耀呢？
In turn, knowing and seeing the glory of God, we should also reflect the glory of God.
那当我们在知道神的荣耀、看见神的荣耀的时候，我们也能够这个反映出神的荣耀。
Because the Bible says that we are created for the glory of God.
因为圣经告诉我们，我们是为了神的荣耀被造的。
So the Bible tells us that even before we pray, God already knows our prayers.
所以圣经告诉我们，我们祷告在还没有祈求以前，神已经知道我们所需要的。
We have a lot of problems.
我们有很多的问题。
But God is not just a God who solves our problems.
但是神不是只是一位解决问题的神。
He knows all our needs and our worries. Of course, we can present our requests to God.
他知道我们的需要，我们所祈求的，当然我们可以向他来说这些祈求。
But there's so much more we can pray and ask God for our in terms of our relationship with God.
但是我们能够向神所祷告祈求的，其实是更多的是有关于我们跟他的关系。
We can pray to God to show us His way, so that we through His way may know Him.
我们可以向神来祈求，只是他的道让我们借着他的道能够更认识他。
And by walking His ways. We may find favor in him.
让我们在行在他的道上的时候，能够在他的眼前蒙恩。
We can pray to repent, to humble ourselves, so that we can gain the presence of God.
我们可以祈求在他面前谦卑让他能够亲自与我们同在。
So that God can guide us, teach us, comfort us, and be with us.
让神能够来带领我们，教导我们。安慰我们，与我们同在。
We can pray for God's glory.
我们只能够祈求神的荣耀。
So that as we experience God's glory, we can also reflect God's glory.
当我们在体会到神的荣耀之后，经历神的荣耀之后，我们能够反映出他的荣耀。
So that our life can be full of God's goodness.
所以让我们的生活能够充满神的这个恩惠。
So we can live a life that's saved by God's name.
让我们能够过一个这个得到神的名拯救的一个生活。
and that we can live under the compassion, the mercy, and the authority of God.
啊，让我们能够活在神的怜悯，啊，神的恩典，啊，还有神的这个权力下面。
And how good of that prayer it will be if we pray in this way.
那如果我们能够这样子祷告的话，我们的祷告是多么的美好呢？
Let's sing him.
我们一起来唱诗。
Sing him 65.
啊，65首。
My everlasting portion, more than friend or life to me. All along my pilgrim journey, Savior, let me walk with thee. Close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee. All along my pilgrim journey,Savior, let me walk with thee. Not for ease or worldly pleasure, nor for fame my prayer shall be. Gladly will I toil and suffer, only let me walk with thee. Close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee.Gladly, Lord, my pilgrim journey, Savior, let me walk with thee. And through the veil of shadows, bear me all life's wistful scene. Lend the gate of life eternal, may I enter, Lord, with thee. Close to thee, close to thee, close to thee.